The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization seems unconscionable.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And amazingly, it was the very next day, if I recall, that Joe Biden actually denied that he even said that. I didn't call Trump supporters garbage. I never said that. I said Trump was garbage. I never called his supporters garbage. Have you noticed something about Joe Biden? Either he is so mentally inept, compromised, mentally, well, deficient. He shouldn't even be in the Oval Office running the country, to be quite blunt. He has no business being there. And then the next day after, he makes a statement on video that was played on multiple news networks, including, ABC, CBS, Mind Syphilis, NBC, and the crappy news network known as CNN. You know, it's on there. You can find the audio clip. That's where I found it. That's Joe Biden calling Trump supporters garbage. And then I guess somebody said, sir, you shouldn't have said that. Well, I'll just deny that I said it. I mean, the news media always covers for me and Kamala. It's showing and it's very telling. And I haven't waded too much into the political arena, but I am going to a bit today. I know the election is next Tuesday, but I want to go ahead and talk about this stuff now. Is this what the campaign has come down to, at least for the Democrats? Just trading insults and giving no idea of what a administration run by Kamala Harris would even look like. I've noticed one thing, maybe you have too, that every time she's asked a direct question about what she would do specifically to take care of a specific problem, she goes into what they call a word salad and never answers the question, or totally goes off script and says something that has nothing to do with the question being asked. But sadly, Politico, CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, hey, they cut her slack and they don't ever re-ask the question or push her too hard. Because, see, they don't like Trump. And so they're willing to put a clothespin on their nose to help Kamala Harris across the finish line. Every day they try to portray the Trump rally this past weekend as some kind of a reincarnation of the pro-Hitler rally, Third Reich rally held in Madison Square Garden in 1939. They're not motivating any voters, which is probably good news, at least if you're a conservative. It's all over-the-top, nonsensical rhetoric without any basis in fact. All of it. Number one, it's not even the same Madison Square Garden. The original one where that was held was several, many blocks away and a lot smaller, so it wasn't even that big of a deal. In 1939, most Americans were not paying attention to what was going on in Germany. We didn't have cable news, instant news. We had newspapers, and the New York Times, in fact, was rather silent about what was going on in Europe. Go figure. And so there were a lot of people, Democrats, by the way, too, that went to that 1939 rally because they wanted a strong country again. That's the one thing they did understand, whether you agree with it or not. I mean, from what little they could glean and learn, was Germany was rising and America was still in a depression. It's pretty much the backdrop in 1939. No matter what anybody will tell you, that depression would have ended years earlier had Roosevelt not enacted some of the most inept policies and government debt spending we'd ever seen that went nowhere, that accomplished very little. So here you are today. Today's Democrat is looking at voting for a Kamala Harris, and they have their yard sign, Harris Walls. And if you ask them, so what is she going to do to lower inflation? Because she was part of the administration that bought the inflation on. And all they'll say is, well, Trump did it. What do you mean Trump did it? What about the border? Well, it's Trump's fault. On and on. It's like there's a disconnect with reality. What it really comes down to is you have a party that all they've got left is name calling the candidate and the candidate supporters, and then denying that they say it when even their, well, focus groups say that don't do that. That's not going to help. You can't. All they've got is he's a racist, though there's not any proof of it anywhere. I mean, I love hearing when someone says, well, you know, he's just a homophobe and a racist. All right, show me the proof. Well, he is. Where's the proof? He is. That's all. This is how they respond. The only thing the Democrats really have in this election is really one issue and one issue only. And that's abortion. Well, they have a couple of others to go with it. But they have, if you look at many of their rallies, it's always women's health care, reproductive rights. Those signs are prominent on the stage. This is all they have. They have no ideas. They have no plan. They have screwed up the economy royally. They have screwed up pretty much everything that they've laid their hands on, including the border. And then when, you know, she is the border czar, I don't care what MSNBC tries to deny today. You know, last week I played an audio clip, you know, where they call her the border czar at MSNBC. But now they say, wait, well, she's never was the border czar. So we have a media that is intellectually and journalistically bankrupt. We have a government that is governmentally and morally and spiritually bankrupt. And we have a nation that is following suit rapidly. And I truly believe there's a lot more at stake in this election than any of you ever would want to believe. If all they have is just, you know, is some comedian that does roast comedian work, if you know what that means, just go back to the days of the roasts that were done with people like Don Rickles and others that, you know, they were insulting comedians and people laughed. They didn't take it personally. But today's soy boy Democrat Party, they just get all bent out of shape over anything. It actually took Jon Stewart, who does The Daily Show, read this the other day. He called it out and he played some of the comedian's jokes from another roast several months ago. And also then pretty much got on to Beyonce because, you know, remember, they were having Beyonce come to get this big rally because, you know, they needed to get a Kamala Harris rally in Texas to look really big. So they said, we're bringing on Beyonce. And then word got out she's going to sing. Now, that may have been a rumor, but it had been out there and nobody in the Kamala Harris campaign did anything to deny it. They wanted that to fly because they wanted the photo op of thousands of people. What they didn't expect were the thousands that left, really mad and really angry and yelling and screaming and heckling. In other words, if you have to bring in a Beyonce to get a crowd, then you have nothing of any value yourself to be selling the American people. And all you are bringing in were people looking for a free concert. That's it. That's it. So here we are. Next week is Election Day. Do I trust the system? Do I trust that it'll be a fair and honest election? The answer to that is pretty obvious. No, I don't. I sincerely have my doubts. Because if all they've got now is her final, you know, making her case in front of the White House, and all you got is January 6th and Trump is Hitler and this comedian, if this is all you've got in your closing argument, you have nothing. This is pretty much like Hillary Clinton, in the final days of her campaign, desperately trying to become relevant. I think that she really believed that she had the election in the bag, that she had been assured that she would win the swing states. They had it all taken care of. You do not worry. And so she felt no compunction at all standing in front of a crowd and making such an insulting statement as this.
You can put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Now, the irony is, after insulting what she called half of the supporters of Donald Trump, calling them, you know, basically racist, homophobes, you name it. You heard her say it. Then she did say something that I'm going to give credit to because it's something that I think you need to hear. Because she acknowledged even then, when she was running in 2016, that the Obama years, by the way, where she served as Secretary of State, were not that great at all.
But that other basket of people are people who feel the government has let them down. The economy has let them down. Nobody cares about them.
Now, remember, and don't forget, she was running against Donald Trump in 2016. In the closing months of the 8-year Obama regime that had given us Obamacare, a bad economy that didn't seem to want to recuperate, a lot of loss of freedoms. And she actually pointed that out, that other basket, you know, that they're not being served by their government, the economy, things aren't right. So she was a part of that administration. She had the same problem as Kamala Harris has today. She's a part of the Biden administration, a disastrous administration, and I'm sure that James Earl Carter, former president of the United States, is thankful to have lived long enough to see a president that is considered worse than him, if he still has the mind to understand that. If all the Democrats have for their closing argument is anybody that values their faith, their family, their finances, their freedom, and their future, if those people, you have to call them Nazis or something along that line, or just a pile of garbage, if that's all you've got, then you have nothing to offer and nothing to give. And that's why I call Kamala Harris an empty pantsuit, just like Hillary Clinton, another fascist pantsuit running around the nation. And the only big thing they have is women's reproductive rights. That's their big claim to fame. And now we can add into that transgender mutilation. This is a big thing now. Need to really push transgender mutilation. We need to have boys going into girls' rooms and, you know, even in the fourth grade because, you know, they're confused and they need to be able to feel good about themselves. Is that all they have? That is a brutal truth that I don't think anybody is thoroughly understanding. That maybe it doesn't fly as well as you think that it does. I want to share something, and this comes from a friend of this radio program, something that he wrote. And I want to just share some of what he had to say. My friend George Christensen from down in Australia, I'd love to get him back on the radio program, but he has been pretty busy. And we have this 12-hour time difference between us right now. And so when it's like 9 o'clock in the morning here, it's 9 o'clock at night there. And so it's not always been easy, but we'll try again. But he wrote a piece, and he was talking about Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. And you've heard of him. A lot of people have shared videos with me that of things that he has said. This guy You may disagree with certain aspects of where he comes from in the Roman Catholic Church, but he makes a number of calls to action, and he's not a stupid individual. He's a very observant one. He is warning that the 2024 United States election is a crucial battle between freedom and tyranny. And you're probably saying, well, why do I want to listen to, you know, some Roman Catholic archbishop, theologian, whatever the case may be? And here's why you ought to give him some credence. Vigano was the ambassador of the Holy See to the United States, and he was appointed by none other than Pope Benedict. And that kind of role is just not handed out like you know, we do in elementary school today, participation trophies. You have to be trusted. You have to be respected. He was also appointed as Secretary General of the Governance of the Vatican City State, essentially running the show on all things administrative within the Vatican. And anybody that would be a pope wouldn't hand those reins to somebody that could do them in and be a fool. So Vigano knows what he's talking about. And for years he has been warning the Western world of the direction in which it's heading and how devastating it's going to be, literally like a prophet. Vigano is sounding the alarm. And what he is saying is it is a fight now between freedom and tyranny. And yeah, he really means tyranny, and I agree with him. The globalist machine is at work, and Vigano has called that out multiple times. It is as clear as day to anybody that will open their eyes and take off the blindfold and look. He's telling us that that's what's happening isn't just American politics. It's a battle that could shape the future of the entire Western world, if not the entire world itself. And one of the big concerns that I have is how deep the globalist reach is into the American and Canadian deep state that really runs the agenda with these roaches that don't want to be exposed by the light, but they're doing the work of the World Economic Forum and others. And Vigano warns about how they are pushing their agenda across borders and continents, influencing our government, literally owning our media today. The mainstream media is bought and paid for propaganda. MSNBC has no business even calling themselves journalists. What a fraud. What a bunch of fakes. What a bunch of phonies. What a bunch of lowlifes. I remember when they had, you know, Ronna McDaniels, who's not one of my favorite people on the conservative side, making commentary at MSNBC. They were all like a bunch of little spoiled brats, little soy boys. Oh, we're journalists. You got to get rid of her. We can't have her on our sets. What a bunch of creepy people. You wonder why I call it Mind Syphilis NBC. It fits them to a T. And what you have to understand, as over the top as they are, this is where the globalists want all media to be. They want it all to be that far or beyond. And so Vigano lays it out in a letter. And he goes that under Biden and Harris, because Harris was always out there, and like she said, I was always in the room when the big decisions were made, probably because Joe Biden was too compromised to do anything. He said, under Biden and Harris, the United States has become a test case for the woke, authoritarian left. We see this wokeness and this disease, this satanic disease, demonic disease. It's infecting many of our churches. It is creeping into our families via the public schools and colleges and universities and our freedoms. Everything you and I hold dear is really under siege. And he really believes if Kamala Harris gets into the White House, it's game over. She'll bring with her a machine backed by George Soros, the World Economic Forum, and all of the globalist warmongering cartel that profit off you and I, well, like parasites. That's what they are. These globalist elites are nothing but parasites that want to run your life. They want to strip you and I of any of our values, turn my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren into their paws. And they want to sell off any bit of sovereignty your nation has, one little piece at a time, in the name of climate change, in the name of equity, in the name of diversity, whatever idiotic expression they can bamboozle the fools into believing they're gonna try. Look at your country. This is what Vigano says. Look at your country. Your cities have become dumps filled with derelicts, criminals, drug dealers, addicts, prostitutes, and robbers. Look at your country. Your schools are dens of indoctrination and corruption, beginning in preschool and kindergarten. And I've said this 100 times. We have the National Education Association that believes it's one of the jobs of a preschool teacher to identify which boy or girl is in the wrong body or which one is gay. This is the most important thing on their agenda, to determine the sexuality or gender of your child when they come to the public indoctrination center, fully vaccinated if they had their way, of course. That's another program for another day. Even outside the United States, there's manufactured crises one after the other. The propaganda, the never-ending erosion of our freedoms. And Vigano has just observed this plan over and over again. And he said the globalists want to rule with an iron fist, with Kamala Harris and her allies acting as their enforcers. Now, I want to stop right here and go back to the 1930s. Adolf Hitler was elected Chancellor of Germany by the German people in what is to this day considered most likely a free and fair and tampered with election. And he was able to get in because there had been enough trouble in that nation since the end of World War I. They were bankrupt. They were in despair. You had all the ingredients of demanding change to get away from the government as it was. And so with all the issues, and it kind of reminds me of George Floyd riots and this kind of stuff going on in Germany, they could bring in somebody like that. We're not that far along, so we have to use, instead, to get the globalist in, we have to talk about abortion, and we have to talk about some silly nonsense, and we have to inflate January 6th into something it never was for them to take power. And all that stands in their way right now here in the United States is an interrupter. You can say what you want about Donald Trump, but he is the proverbial bull in a china shop. He didn't need this job, let's be honest. He had wealth, he had power beyond imagination. He could have lived out a life of royalty any way he wants in New York and in New Jersey and Florida and anywhere around the world he wanted to visit on his money, and wouldn't have had to worry about people hating him. He was actually a pretty likable guy, and people did like him. But he saw the handwriting on the wall. This country was in a terrible place. And it had been getting there really starting in the 1990s. It's been on this gradual decline. Now, let me remind you, Vigano knows the plan, and he knows that Kamala Harris would be the opening salvo into really digging in deep into this country for a globalist agenda. The Green New Scam and all that would just be amplified and multiplied in its stupidity and its uselessness, but it does control you and I. But Vigano isn't offering just a dark prophecy or forecast. It's a rallying cry. He is urging you and I to wake up and see the enemy for who they are. And he's telling you that you're not alone in the fight. You know, it's not just us in the United States. There are Canadians, Australians, New Zealanders, Britons, and people all over the globe who still value truth and freedom. They've just been silenced or they're afraid to talk, as I mentioned yesterday and the day before, about how in East Germany, the people that desired freedom far outnumbered those that were trying to restrict it. They were just too scared to act. And then we have some Christians, 32 million of them here in the United States, that are eligible to vote, and their lazy fannies will stay home and they will do nothing but, oh, we'll just wait for the rapture, and I'm not going to worry about dirtying myself with politics. Every aborted baby, everybody raped by somebody that came to this country with bad desires illegally, it's your fault and it's on your head. I told that to somebody a while back that was saying, I'm not voting and proud of it. And I said, fine, then every aborted baby going forward is on you. Every raped daughter, every murdered individual, every bankrupt company, it's on you. Oh, no, it's not. Yeah, it is. I believe in the kingdom of God. So do I. Also believe what the Bible says. We are in. We may not be of this world, but guess what, chief? You're still in it. And we're in it to win it for the kingdom. And by allowing reprobates and disgusting individuals and people that believe in killing babies like Moloch or any other pagan is not doing the work of the kingdom. Staying home on your fanny and saying, you know, I'm not voting and I'm proud of it. You're stupid. You're an idiot. You're a moron. You're a buffoon. You're an embarrassment to people of faith. We've allowed the world to redefine Christianity as a bunch of meek and mild pacifist people that never stand up for anything. We just cower in our little churches and sing our little hymns, or nowadays have our little light show and little concert, but we don't impact anybody in the world anymore, and that's what they want us to do. Don't you see it? Don't you see it? The entertainment church is no threat. Everybody's going, what's in it for me this Sunday? I want to feel good about myself. Oh, the music just did not move me today, and the message didn't mean anything. And you go through your life enjoying your chick drinks and whatever else it is at the bar, but you get to that church on Sunday to feel good about yourself and try to wash away the reality that life stinks. And it's not the life you'd hope for. The only way you fix that is you start with yourself. What is your real feeling about the gospel? And or maybe you're in a church that has decided to, you know, instead of the church changing the world is changing the church. And you can see that. You can see that. I shared with you a piece of a message from this Presbyterian pastor, whatever, talking about, you know, some of the most absurd things that Jesus would be out there blessing abortion clinics and just showing his love by helping you get a child killed. Absurd. And this is where the Presbyterian Church USA, the United Methodist Church, Episcopal Church, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, United Church of Christ, and a handful of others have gone that direction. They have literally told God, screw you. We don't want to believe what you tell us to do. We demand, because we took a vote at a meeting, by the way, God. God, you know we had a meeting. And you were, I know you weren't there, God. I know your Holy Spirit wasn't there, God. But we voted, and we demand that you do it our way. This is how we are going to interpret Scripture. And we demand that you go along with us, because we're going to put in our pride flags, and we're going to be doing all this stuff to help abortion clinics and trans. We're going to try to identify which kids in the wrong body and help them on their journey. And we don't like these verses that talk about obedience and things. You know, we don't want to do what you say. And when it comes to the end, What does the Bible say? I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Vigano's words are a warning. Whether you agree with his theology is irrelevant, but he is dead on that we are at a crossroad here in this nation. And of all the other party has is name-calling and avoiding answering serious questions, and the only big campaign issue that you ever see on the banners is all about abortion and trans. Yeah, you've got a bankrupt party that is doing the work of the Antichrist. What you have is an empty pantsuit that has no hope for you or I. No hope for America, and is thoroughly useless to the kingdom of God. Now, I'm going to take a break. And on the other side, I have some stuff that I need to share with you. Things that are on my heart and my mind, things that are concerning, and things that need your prayers, frankly, as we continue in our work here at Truth to Ponder. If you do believe in our work, I would like to ask you to consider supporting us maybe for the first time so we can expand this work. You can visit our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. We use GiveSendGo. It is a Christian online processing company for donations to a ministry. We've had no trouble with them. If you need to use something like PayPal, send me an email, bob@truth2ponder.com. I will tell you how you can support us using PayPal if you need to. And I know there are a few that would like to do that, and that's fine. It's just not our regular way of doing it, but we have a way to accommodate. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, Chilhowie, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319. That's 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Christos and Messiah coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. The word Christ, it's one of the hardest words for Jewish people to hear. For almost 2,000 years, Jewish people have been called Christ killers. It seems to be one of the most un-Jewish words ever, and yet the word Christ is just the opposite. It's one of the most Jewish words ever uttered. Without the Hebrew scriptures, there'd be no Christ. There'd be no word. You know the first people to call the Redeemer Christ or Christos? They were Jewish people, rabbis. It first appears in the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Hebrew scriptures written in ancient times. They came up to the prophecy of Daniel saying Mashiach, Messiah, will come. And they had to come up with a word linked to Mashiach that would communicate it, the anointed one. So they came up with a Greek word, the anointed Christos. We get Christ from it. It's one of the most amazing things. Even that he's called by Christ as if it's his name. It's a title. For 2,000 years, Jewish people have heard that name, not realized it was their Messiah. That's what Christ means, the Jewish Messiah. Nothing more or less. If his own people didn't even recognize him, they didn't realize what they were seeing, and they were fearing their own blessing, then we too can miss the blessing in our life, his hand, his love in our life. Be blessed, because the Lord is with you when you don't realize it, and he's calling you when you don't recognize it. Your blessing may be right there, just like the Jewish people have had the word Christ, but they didn't realize it was their blessing. Be blessed with God. See the blessing he has for you. He's protecting you. He's blessing you. He's loving you. Be blessed, for as the Jewish people are yet to see that Christ is really their Messiah. Want more? Ask for The Forbidden Prophecy on CD. How'd you like to be faster than a speeding bullet or move mountains? Well, you can with Sapphires, the super spiritual supplement to turn your walk into a super life with God. Plus the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD with the hidden writings of the rabbis that prove Jesus, amazing stuff, and they're yours free. How? Well, just remember Jesus' real Hebrew name, Yeshua, and that's it. So you call 1-800, you just dial 1-800-YESHUA-1, and you'll be blessed with free gifts. That's it. But call now, 1-800-YESHUA, YESHUA, and the number 1. I invite you to join me in the Great Commission to bring salvation back to the Jewish people and reach so many people around the world. It's amazing. The farthest we can ever touch the world, your life will have impact. Incredible. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's Yeshua, YESHUA-1. Or write to me direct. Here's the direct address. That's the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. That's Box 1111, Lodi, New Jersey, 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, Shalom Aleichem, peace be to you, my friend, in Messiah, Mashiach, the Anointed One.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to the weekend edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. A few things that I want to share with you in this segment. We've been doing this program now over 4 years, and there are times I wonder if we are making a difference. Are we helping you in your life? Is this program informative or is it just entertainment? What does it really mean to you? When I started over 4 years ago, we were facing an election and we were in the midst of a pandemic. This is pre-vaccine. And we were watching all of these strange things happening that could negatively impact honest voting here in the United States. Now, you dare say a word about that, and oh, you got deplatformed by YouTube and all kind of places immediately.
Disinformation. Not as often disinformation and misinformation. You got to follow the science.
Well, the scientists lied. The pharmacy people lied. The CDC lied. The WHO lied. Your government lied. Fauci lied. They all lied to you. And yet, if you told the truth, you were suppressed. And that's how this radio program was born. Trying to find the truth and share it. We had the election, and I had all these people saying, you know, it's going to be great. Trump's going to get reelected, and it'll all be over, and the pandemic will go away, and there'll be a miracle elixir that'll come down the pike. How wrong you were. Had a bad feeling all the way starting from the first day of the radio program. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. It has been an experience doing this radio program. Made a lot of good friends along the way. People that I truly value. And a lot has happened in my life in that time as well. I've dealt with cancer. So far, so good. But I will tell you of late that I have been, and you may not hear it in my voice now, but there are times that I am just worn out and exhausted. I have a hard time just doing anything. It takes literally everything out of me to do this radio program and edit it and then assemble it and then put it together, send it off to like 6 different podcast sites, the write-up, and then make sure all the radio stations have it on time. It's not just that I sit down for a quick hour and just, you know, pontificate. No, I have a lot that needs to be shared. And then a lot of work to do before in finding the stories and after to get it out. At some point, I'm going to need a break. And I mean, I'm sitting with a heart rate that's like 132 beats a minute. It's not down where it needs to be. Blood pressure's okay, but I'm not sleeping well. So truly, if ever before you've wanted to pray for me, now is the time to do it. We'll get it looked at some point, but it's hard to even find the time when I have this commitment each and every day. One thing I'm thankful for, friends like Jim Calhoun, hopefully I'll have him back on soon. and another one that came along through a mutual friend, Frank Silvato. He does his own podcast called Underground USA. And I have read and listened to his stuff on and off for several years now. And I asked a while back if from time to time would Frank share a segment that I can share with you. Because frankly, I need a little bit of a break. And every little bit that I don't have to record is a benefit to me personally and physically. And Frank does a tremendous job. And he's providing a segment for us today. So, I bring you Frank Silvato of Underground USA.
No fear. No political correctness. No wokeism. You're listening to Underground USA.
Thanks for downloading, listening, and sharing. My name is Frank Silvato, and you're spending a few moments in Underground USA. To say that this election is one of critical importance is to make an understatement of historical proportions. Never before has so much hinged on how the American people vote. We truly stand at a crossroads. In one direction is, as Barack Obama declared in 2008, the fundamental transformation of the United States of America. And in the other, a return to constitutionalism to repair our severely damaged constitutional republic. But in a more contemporary moment, we have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that we, as a society, as a center-right society, can't pass up. We have an opportunity to render the hateful and divisive energy of the Machiavellian identity politics game that Barack Obama and his masked Marxists have unleashed on our country to the ash heap of history, ending one of the darkest and most divisively subversive periods in American history. Anyone who is being honest has come to realize that the progressive ideology of which Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, not to mention Kamala Harris, emanate, is an ideology fully croisoned in neo-Marxism. At its roots, at its genesis, progressive neo-Marxism spits on the idea of opportunity for all through equality and individualism, and instead seeks to install equity outcomes through the totalitarian hand of centralized government and a centrally planned society, both of which are grotesquely antithetical to freedom and liberty unencumbered by government intervention. Yes, this Machiavellian master plan started with Wilson, advanced under Roosevelt and Johnson, and became the new normal under Clinton. But it kicked into an arrogant and elitist high gear with the Obama and the Obama 2.0 reign. As a matter of fact, the arrogance rose to such a level that Obama and Hillary Clinton themselves see this moment as one in which they can cross the transformative goal line to spike the ball. But there's a wrench that has been tossed into the machine, and today, the progressive neo-Marxist, neo-Bolshevik left is absolutely petrified that they've overplayed their hands. This reality is manifesting in plummeting poll numbers for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, and Senate races in which traditionally center-left Democrats are abandoning the divisive social issue policies to align themselves with the center-right policies of Donald Trump and conservatives. Nothing illustrates this panic better than the full-on application of fear porn and deceit that Barack Obama himself is trolling out on the campaign trail on behalf of the intellectual midget that is Kamala Harris. And I apologize to all the midgets out there.
What I cannot understand is why anybody would think that Donald Trump will shake things up in a way that is good for you, Pennsylvania. I don't understand that. Because there is absolutely no evidence that this man thinks about anybody but himself. I've said it before. Donald Trump is a 78-year-old billionaire who has not stopped whining about his problems since he wrote down his golden escalator 9 years ago. I mean, you've got the tweets in all caps, the ranting and the raving about crazy conspiracy theories. You got the 2-hour speeches, word salad, just, you know, it's like Fidel Castro, just on and on. It's crazy. And the reason he does it is because all he cares about is his ego and his money and his status. He's not thinking about you. The idea of intentionally trying to deceive people in their most desperate and vulnerable moments. And my question is, when did that become okay?
We have not yet seen the same kinds of energy and turnout in all quarters of our neighborhoods and communities as we saw when I was running. Now, I also want to say that seems to be more pronounced with the brothers. When on the one hand you have somebody who grew up like you, knows you, went to college with you, who's had to work harder and do more and overcome. And that's on one side. And on the other side, you have someone who has consistently shown disregard, not just for the communities, but for you as a person. And you're thinking about sitting down. And you're coming up with all kinds of reasons, excuses. I got a problem with that. Because part of it makes me think, speaking to men directly, part of it makes me think that, well, you just aren't feeling the idea of having a woman as well. And you're coming up with other alternatives and other reasons for that. These aren't ordinary times. And these are not ordinary elections.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Obama's full-throated Machiavellian divide-and-conquer identity politics of smear, untruth, and deceit is in full swing there. And his attempt to smear the brothers? Well, he only trots that crap and his bullshit ethnic accent out when he's pandering to the black community. Well, it's transparent in its desperation. And then the indignant prick had the unmitigated gall to say this.
I don't understand how we got so toxic and just so divided and so bitter. And I get why sometimes people just don't want to pay attention to it. And we all have friends like that. We have family members who are just like, you know, it's all a circus out there. I get that.
The hypocrisy makes me want to vomit. And then we have the Vice Bulletin Chief, Kamala Harris, rolling out the old standby. Trump is Hitler. In one of the lamest attempts at stoking fear that the American people have seen since the propaganda campaign of the imperialist Japanese and Tokyo Rose during World War II.
He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally, one that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States. In just the past week, Donald Trump has repeatedly called his fellow Americans the enemy from within, and even said that he would use the United States military to go after American citizens. And let's be clear about who he considers to be the enemy from within. Anyone who refuses to bend a knee or dares to criticize him would qualify in his mind as the enemy within. Like judges, like journalists, like nonpartisan election officials. It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man who is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of Americans.
Important to note is this. Both of these attempts to stoke fear took place in Pennsylvania, a must-win state for the Harris-Walz campaign, and where evidence in exit polls suggests traditionally reliable voters, especially black voters, are abandoning the Democrat Party in startling numbers.
No, she is not presidential, and it will definitely come back to haunt people who vote for her. I think as long as people just don't really look for context in what they're saying or what she's saying, they'll just go along with it. They'll just go along. I was actually listening to a Tim Walz rally today. Just going for those applause moments and those stuff that will appeal to your emotions. But when in reality, they're just intellectually and emotionally manipulating you. So absolutely no, she's not presidential, and it will definitely come back to bite people.
I agree 1,000%.
Why do you agree?
I mean, I've listened to a bunch of interviews that she's done, and well, I think she's done maybe like three outside of the presidential debate, and you can tell like she doesn't know what to say, and it's like she's reading from a teleprompter. You can see her eyes, but that one was she wasn't reading from a teleprompter. That's how you know she didn't know what to say, and that's how she had to get out of there on time. So. Yeah, she says a whole bunch of nothing, man. So I definitely agree with Spacey said.
Yeah, I agree as well. She never answers questions. I actually just sit there and watch. I observe her when she actually is on. When someone actually interviews her, she never answers questions. She give a bunch of word salad. She's not straightforward. If she wants to be presidential, she needs to be transparent about what her policies are. She needs to be transparent about what her plans are for the future. She just never answers questions. And the happenstance that she does, people just fall for it because they're emotional. They go off of, you know, she does the rah-rah thing, you know, try to get you with her emotions. She tries to get you with the fact that, you know, she has a family. I've heard her family story. I don't know how many times. That's what she starts off with. And She just doesn't answer questions. So to me, she is not presidential. Yes, it will come back to bite us in the future.
Let me ask you a question to follow up on that. Is there anything that you like about her?
Not a single thing.
No.
Not yet.
Hold on, wait. Before y'all answer, I want y'all to.
This all culminates in this singular point. This election is so much more than the contrived, over-glorified junior high school popularity contest that the mainstream media complex is trying to impose upon the American people. It's not about whether you like Kamala Harris or hate Donald Trump enough to vote one way or the other. It's about that crossroads and choosing which direction our republic travels from here. Do we continue down the liberty-killing road to totalitarian-ruled serfdom with a vote for Kamala Harris and vote for the fundamental transformation of the United States of America? Or do we vote for Donald Trump and a return to constitutionalism to repair our severely damaged constitutional republic so that liberty and freedom, so that representative government that serves the people, is preserved for our children and future generations? I begged anyone who would listen in 2008 not to allow the neo-Marxism of Barack Obama to ooze out of the Chicago machine, to allow that neo-Bolshevik genie to escape the bottle. Once out, I warned, it would take divine intervention to jam that destructive genie back into the bottle. Well, miracles do exist, evidently, because we have an opportunity. Now that Obama has exposed himself as the wannabe tyrant kingmaker he always envisioned himself to be, to end Obama's national and international influence once and for all. We have an opportunity to cut his political balls off and at the same time send a definitive message to the neo-Marxist left that their moment in the sun has ended. We have an opportunity to say to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, AOC, and the rest of the far-left tyrants of the progressive movement, and I paraphrase Ronald Reagan when I say, you and I have the courage to say to these enemies from within, and that's exactly who these subversive insurrectionists of the ideological far left are, enemies existing within the American fifth column, that there is a point beyond which you will not advance. And that point has arrived. This election cycle, we have the unique opportunity to extend a mighty middle finger to the race-baiting, identity politics, Marxist hustler that is Barack Hussein Obama. For the love of all that's holy, please don't let the mainstream media complex fool you into believing this is a referendum on Donald Trump. It's so, so much more than that. My name is Frank Salvato, and you can read all my articles and listen to the podcasts at undergroundusa.com. Now back to Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Well, thank you, Frank, for sharing that segment with my audience here today on Truth to Ponder. You do not have any idea of how much this help has been appreciated during these recent weeks and months. I want to thank all of you that listen to this program, many each and every day, either on radio or by podcast. Love to know how you listen. Radio, podcast, if on a podcast, what platform? And if you're listening via radio, what station? It all means something as we try to decide how to continue moving forward. If you believe in this mission, our ministry, by the way, next week, yeah, I know it's election day. Monday, we'll talk a little politics, but I'm going to then back away. Tuesday, you're voting, so it doesn't make any difference, and I'll wait till we... I'm really not going to talk much about the election until the results are known. Maybe Thursday or Friday of next week. But for now, I'm going to put politics aside after Monday for a while, and we need to begin to, regardless of the outcome, there are some things we as a people, whether you're in the United States or Canada or anywhere else, there are things that we need to be doing regardless of the election outcome that I believe we've been negligent in doing. If you believe in our mission and ministry, today's a good day, maybe for the first time, to consider supporting us to keep us on radio. Radio airtime is not free. And so I'd like you to understand that. You're helping keeping this program on the air. If you would, you can go to our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. Or you can make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code in Chilhowie, 24319. And until next week, may God richly bless you is my prayer, and be certain next week to make plans to vote if you're in the United States.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.